Okay, 1 Corinthians 15, how about we have a look at that? Sure. Well, today, I was sitting on my front porch today, and the guy threw the newspaper in, and it was the Jerusalem Post, the New World newspaper, and the date was 1833. And on the front page was this, Pontius Pilate, Joseph, I really don't understand. You're one of the richest men in the region, and you've spent a small fortune on a new tomb for you and your family, and you want to give it to this man Jesus. Joseph replied, "Oh, just for the weekend." Did you get that? Okay, 1 Corinthians 15 for a sec. Amen? Maybe Richard, I've got a bit of time. A few minutes, huh? It's marked the resurrection of the dead, the subtitle of that, verse 12. But it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead. How can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? Must have been something going on, eh? They dispute, perhaps. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then bound to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. And he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. That sort of works out, doesn't it? And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Well, we'd be stuffed totally, wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. Huh? We'd have no future, would we? No hope. We'd be a mess. But then those who are fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only that for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all of all people most to be pitied. It's interesting. People still say the same thing today, you know. Oh, there's the cross, but really the resurrection. How can a man be raised from the dead? There's still this argument goes on around the world a bit. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Look at this. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
Click over to Colossians chapter 1, please.
Colossians.
Colossians chapter 1. Yeah, I'm cheating because I've got tags. Mm-hmm. I beat you. Okay, verse 15. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. How about that, eh? Mm-hmm. And further down in verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church or the ecclesia. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy, he might be the preeminent one. How good is that, eh? Wow. The firstborn over all creation, the firstborn from among the dead. Wow, that's fantastic. I just revel in that, don't you? You know, when you think about it in your mind and think about it in all aspects of life, he's there always, isn't he? He's alive, you know? And this is a devotion today. It's to stir up the energy of our hearts to love him more than ever before. Amen. And every day gets closer to the time when he's coming back again and when we go to meet him. Amen. So every day our hearts need to be in that place. You know, in 1904 there was a Welsh revival. I don't know whether you've ever studied that, but if you do, have a good look at the diaries and things, because it's all available to read. There were two doctors of religion that went from London, from the Institute of Religion in London. These guys were professors. And they decided to go to Wales and catch the train early one morning and go to Wales, to Cardiff, and there to examine what was happening in this thing called revival. And so they got off the train and they thought, well, I wonder where it is. And they're questioning each other, and they turned, there was a policeman standing on duty down further down the track. down the station. So they went down and said to him, "Excuse me, constable, could you tell us where the revival is?" And the man turned around with a big grin on his face. He says, "Sure as a chair." All right. So where are you today in your devotion in the time of this Resurrection Day? Now, we do this every year. It's the most important day in our Christian calendar is this day. Sure, we wouldn't be a day without the cross. There's no doubt about that. But it's interesting because when I read through the Bible and when I look at the church of today, there's something different going on. There's a mark that's there that I don't find here. And the mark is the cross. Everywhere there's a cross. There's crosses on buildings, there's crosses here, crosses there, crosses everywhere. Where's the resurrection? Sure, I mean, the cross has its mark. But do you know the mark of the cross is actually death? And we're wearing death. We've got death everywhere. And I think, what is the world seeing? Why can't the world devote their lives to Christ? Because they think he's dead. You know, like marching around. I mean, I had it on our TV on Friday night on the news. They're marching around the crosses and fine. But what happened today? You think on the news tonight there'll be these people rejoicing with flowers and an open grave pictured up on the top of their temple, you know? I don't think so. What's happened? Happened around about 315 AD, around about then time. Constantine, the Emperor of Rome, split things a bit, made everybody a Christian in the Roman Empire because he went to fight a battle. And he knew that he would need some help. And a voice appeared, sounded to him, and fight under this mark. So they marked all their armies with a cross. And they won. And so he thought, this is what we should have. He made everybody a Christian without them being born again. He certified that they would be, is he God? Mm-mm. But maybe a demigod, maybe he thought he was. And so since that day, we've carried that tradition through without carrying the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Every time there's a revival, it's always about life, isn't it? Every time move of God, it's always from death to life. It's always from tradition into the spirit life,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yes. It's always about from I'm just an old sinner into joy.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I've been saved and there's no more sin now, except sometimes I do sin. That's the mark that we have. We have an advocate before the throne. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you excited about that?
Yes.
I am. I just have one single guy today. I don't care. Hallelujah. You know, when we become cross-centered, he takes us back to sin, death, sickness again, and the old stuff. Today, this is a reminder of the resurrection. That we move out of that old stuff into life itself. The goodness of God giving us his life. Now we've entered into a new way, haven't we? We've gone through the cross. We the cross paid for us.
Yeah.
And we move into life itself.
That's right.
And into the thing where even the Bible says that we've all been raised with Christ. Mm-hmm. Together. Awesome. Amen. Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah. Stir up your hearts, amen. Resurrection life. That's what the call is of the Bible today. Read the letters. It's resurrection life. Yes, we pay honour to what Christ has done. We no doubt about that. But you can't stay there because he's not there anymore.
That's right.
He's alive.
Yeah.
So good morning. He's alive. He's risen.
He's risen indeed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the funny thing, well, not funny, the wonderful thing about it is that your brain attaches to stuff. For example, we're driving a Honda Accord out there. Before we had a Honda Accord, we were sort of had another car and, we had another Honda Accord. But anyway, it's interesting. Once you establish something in your brain, they appear everywhere, like a Volkswagen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's something about our brain to do with vision, that when you have something or look at something, they're everywhere,
yes.
You know? And so, just a reminder that, you know, we're seeing crosses everywhere when we should be seeing an empty tomb.
Life.
Rather than labour on that, think about it. It'd be crazy for Jesus, the one who's raised from the dead. Amen? and have an accusation. Oh, you're just crazy about Jesus. Wouldn't you like that?
That's good.
Hey, in the workplace or wherever you're going to go. Oh, that's the crazy Christians. You know, you probably get it here.
Thank you, Lord.
But, and that's wonderful. You know, I used to get it at the coal mine when I first got born again. I worked in the coal mine in Gore. And there was another guy there, he was a Jehovah's Witness. And we used to have a wonderful time together. Gosh, because I'd walk up to him and say, "G'day, how are you going today? How's your salvation today?" And he'd go, "Oh."
Still working on
it. And I said, I came out from underground with him one day. I said, "Oh, Frankie," I said, because his name was Frankie. And I said, "You look, mate, you and I could do such a great thing. We're just unloading some of the cables and things that he had on his transport." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, if you and I pray to Jesus together, we could put our 10,000 to flight." And he said, "Oh, get away, you know." another time his car broke down, and so I had to drive him from Fingal to St Mary's. Guess what happened in the car? He got about the resurrection of Jesus so much.
Give it away.
Yeah, I like to tease people that have that sort of thing. So some of the things you think about when God moves, like the Wesleyan, when in the Methodist Church, for example, in the very beginning, before it became the United Church, all of the places where they never had a cross, they always had a meeting place just like this, simple, raised from the dead. So your focus would no longer be on the cross only, it would be on the living Jesus Christ, living in our lives. Amen. So think about it today for your own life in devotion, you know. And looking in the book of Acts, I'll just give you the scripture references. In Acts 24:21 and Acts 26:23, Paul addresses Felix in one place, Festus in another place, and then King Agrippa in another place. And here he is telling them all about his life and what has happened to him. And then he tells them about how Jesus has been raised from the dead. And those three guys can't stand that. And they say, "Away with you." So they listened to Christ on the cross. But when he starts to speak about the one raised from the dead, they can't stand it. There's a challenge, isn't there? Okay. So for us, what a delight today to have Jesus in the midst of us. So there's a Psalm 47 verse 1 says something. It says, "Clap your hands, all you people." Would you like to stand with me this morning? Let's do something a little bit different. Would you like to extend your hands a little bit this way and go clap? Thank you, Lord! Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Raised from the dead! We live forever! We live forever with you! Thank you, Lord! God bless you. We were in a church in Hobart that we often go to, and one morning we stood there and somehow we were all caught in the Spirit of God, and we clapped for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour. It just didn't stop. And the whole room felt like it was electricity flowing everywhere with the presence of the Lord. Anyway, God bless. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Number 251. Sing another song. 251.